Listen, when a servant of God is making pronouncement from his office is not that room there. This is our office. Connect. He may speak your case. And when you say amen, nothing stops him from coming to pass. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 57 verse 19, it says, I, God, create the fruit of the lips. And he spoke in Proverbs, he said, death and life is where? In the power of the tongue. And he says, if you say to this mountain, say. There is a power of the spoken word. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. They are spirit and they are life. He said, they that love it shall do what? Eat the fruit of it, of your lips. Every curse you suffer from, it was spoken. And every deliverance you received, it is spoken. I give you power to bind and to loose. What do you use to bind? Now with rope. It's with mouth. I bind you in Jesus' name, and it is bound here. I loose you, and it must be loose. Power of the spoken word. I want you to say something that will come to pass after today in your life. If you believe what I'm saying. We came to pray. Today we came to pray. This is not a church. That's why me, I like mountain of fire. You don't ever see Olukoya, they do deliverance for anybody. He say, deliver yourself. What Olukoya they do, he say, if they help, they give them prayer point. Anybody will say, I'm not going to make it this year. What are you waiting for? That's all he tell you. You will say what you want. Now you go talk by yourself. I like that kind pastor. I like that kind pastor that will teach me how to deliver myself. I don't like pastor where you go queue for money tonight before you see him. Before you reach self, you go pay money. Before this one, you go pay money. You go to in church. You go make sure say they delay you so that you go stay for your hotel. Where you call hostel for like 1 week, they pay accommodation money. Then when you finish, you go buy anointing water. You go buy that one. Then after that, you go spend 1 minute and touch you. Yaga. Touch you. Then you go. That's not Christianity, oh. Christianity is the power of the spoken word. Salvation comes by preaching of the gospel. What do you use to preach? Your mouth. Demons are cast out. Your mouth. That's why he said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Because it is what you say that comes to pass. Say it. How God will do it is not your business. He said he's the one that will create the fruit of the lips. So when God leads you to a place for prayer like this, you should be happy. Now, today, what testimony do you want to have today? Today. Lord Jesus Christ, shout his name. Shall we go? Let this be my testimony today. Today, after today, let this be my testimony. Pray. It's what you say that will come to pass.
My helper. Oh. There is something that makes me come into your presence. By your fire,
you are my healer.
Oh,
Jesus' name we pray. Do you believe God answers prayers? Hallelujah. We have to follow God and follow Him by His principles. He said when we come together like this, He said don't come empty hand. So that young man that left my office moments ago, you came with an envelope of an offering to me. You say because you are believing God for something so that I will pray with you. I said when you do that to me, I don't have that type of faith. That is, you are paying me to pray for you. So I refuse to collect it. So if I pray for you and the thing no come pass, then you go say the contract no work. I said, no. I said, take the offering, pray over it, come to the altar between you and God and drop it. That is when you will know that God answers prayers. All this go to man of God and say, take. And that's contractual prayer. No revelated man of God will collect that type of offering. I am more revelated than that if I want you to be blessed. Now, if you came on your own and said, Pastor, I'm giving you this gift as your pastor, take. That's okay. Do you understand? You are giving me a gift. And the Bible admonishes that you should do that. But don't come to me, you are giving me so that I will pray for you. You should give me because I'm your pastor. Hallelujah. Now, if I am a true man of God, the Bible says, if you give just a cup of water to his minister, to his prophet, as a prophet, to his disciple, as a disciple, not only to me, to even any needy child of God. Any needy child of God. For as much as you have done it to the least of this, my brethren, you have done it to me. Always remember, the Bible says, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to God, and he will surely reward him. That's the mystery of offering. That's the mystery. Stop this thing. You waste your money, and any pastor, minister that says, bring this to me, so that you will know that I'm a servant of God. It's a 419. It's a 419. It's a thief. Nothing like that. No such pattern in the scripture. Any church you go, take offering time seriously and don't go. Let it go with a prayer. Don't just go and in a stone God, have you? Come reverently and don't be ashamed of what you are giving. It's what you have, you are bringing. Do you understand? But if you have, God knows you have. Give like one who has. If you don't have, tell God, you see now what thing I get with this now, all the thing I get. If you bless me, I will bring more. It's such as I have, that is what I'm bringing now. A lot of problems, some problems that you go during dry fasting, it may just be an action of an offering to a needy person. To a minister of God. Don't go there and say, I beg you, I say, may I give you, may they pray for me. May they remember me for your prayer. I want you to speak on me. So I brought this shirt to you. I brought this to you. Don't do that. Don't do that. There's no blessing in such things. Walk by faith. We walk by faith. By faith. Faith here is revelation. Revelation. Hallelujah. Carry your water. Carry your water. Amen. Who can tell me how God can use this water ministration for healing and deliverance? You have been coming here. Let me see whether anybody understands it. Who? Sit down first. Make it not be say, you know they do something, you don't even know what they do. Apart from those coming for the first time. As this rain is preparing to fall, that is how somebody's blessings are being prepared now. I said that is how your blessing is being prepared now. Who can tell me why we will use this water? Or how God will use this water for healing and deliverance?
How God is using this water to bless us is by faith.
By faith. Explain
it. Faith. How? This water, according to the scripture, and with the power of the spoken word, as we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, and we believe, and it happens.
Thank you. Specifically, why do we use this bottle water or sachet water?
Praise God.
Uh-huh.
Water is life. When people get cage us, put our life into something and close it and catch it so that we cannot be free to do what we want to do. As soon as we take that faith and open this water, our life is free.
You are almost there. In fact, that is the nearest to the answer. You are correct. Maybe you understand his explanation that matters. Who wants to add to it? Yes?
Praise God. Water signifies life.
Any soldier man here?
Amen. Praise God. We use this water by faith. And it's not only water. You can use anything for deliverance. It is what you speak through the substance. You can use anything as a point of contact. But we are using water because water signifies life. And we use sachet of water or bottle water in case anything, anywhere your life has been caged. Then as you open the water, as you open the sachet and the water is coming out, you pray by faith that your life, any aspect of your life that has been caged, will come out of the cage. And anything in your life that is dead, because if any flower or any plant died, and if rain fall, which is water, fall on it, you will
thank you. Up. Clap your hands now. He got it. That is the answer. God can use this water to heal. God can use, as I place my hand upon you, I heal you. God can use anything. Handkerchief from the body of Apostle Paul was healing the people. It is not that handkerchief, it is the faith that goes with it. It is not this water, it is the faith that goes with it. And especially when it comes to healing and deliverance. When it comes to healing and deliverance, God does not have one particular way. God can use any means for healing. He can use a medical doctor to heal you after your prayers. After you have prayed, he can direct you to somebody that will give you the particular drug that will take care of that thing. That is why we don't tell the people not to go to hospital. But we insist that no matter what treatment you are taking, you must jam it first with prayers. When you pray, the Bible says we should acknowledge God in all our ways. And what will happen? What will happen? He will direct your path. Proverbs chapter 3 says so. Acknowledge him in all thy ways. Acknowledge him. That is what prayers do. When you pray, you are acknowledging that without God, you can do nothing. When you pray, that's what prayer is all about. Prayer is your own demonstration of total dependence on God. He says, always know, he said in John chapter 15, he said, for without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. And the same Bible says, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. Praise the Lord. I don't know why people will choose rather to go to Juju and Babalawo when the word of God assures us that nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible with God. And it is possible to them that believe. If you don't believe God, but you believe there is God, you have your own way, you want to walk with Him, He will honor your faith. But when you see another person doing his own, don't condemn that person. It is also according to his faith. When it comes to prayer, you don't have any specific thing. The only thing is don't go fetish about it. Don't go fetish. Don't go fetish about it. The power is not in the water. The power is in what you say. And the power is in the faith that follows what you say. Because you can be saying something and you yourself don't even believe whether it will work or not. But if you believe that what you say will come to pass, that is why verse 23 of Mark chapter 11 tells us, he said, you will have whatsoever you say. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you will have what you say. Say, say, say. Tap your neighbor, say, say something for your life. In a fear to tell him. Tap him to look at you very well. Say something. Don't close your mouth. Say something. Say something. Say something. Say it. Say it. Every living thing hears voice, hears words. I don't know how to put it. What is a living thing? Anything that has life is not static, it's moving. The tree, everything that it has life is that it is growing. And so Jesus could speak to it. No man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. He cursed it. And it had him. And it responded and died. The wind has life. That's why it is moving. Ooh, ooh. Jesus said, hey, peace, be still. He had him. And he respected himself. That wound that is growing, that tumor, that growth that is growing, is it not growing? Including the fibroid. No, be small, it start, it will grow because it has life. Life, death and life is in the power of the tongue. If you curse it, it will die. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Whatever has life, you have life. That is why I have told you people in this church several times, one of the things you should not fail to do, practice it, it works, is before you go out for the day, stand before the mirror, look at yourself and be talking to yourself. Anything you say concerning yourself, nothing can reverse it. It comes to pass. Praise the Lord. And positive is stronger than negative. And we as Christians, we are on the positive side of life. Hallelujah. For all power in heaven and on earth is given to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you ask anything in my name, that's why we pray in that name. The power that is above every power, because He, Jesus, is the head of principalities and powers. And where we are seated, amen, we are seated in Christ Jesus, far above principalities and powers. That is, we are untouchable if you know your rights. If you know your right, if you know your right, we are untouchable. We have immunity. Until that immunity is removed through sin, He said, break the edge and serpent will bite you. See how Governor Fayose has been making yanga against police, making yanga against SSS, against EFCC, making yanga as governor, because he said, as long as I'm governor, I have immunity according to the law. You cannot prosecute me. You cannot touch me. I am You can't. You can wait. Wait until I am no more governor. Amen. Wait until I am no more governor. The mystery of salvation, many of us don't know. We begin to walk in fear. You don't understand this scripture. Hallelujah. You don't understand this. Can we read it? Let's just dissect it for 2 minutes. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and verse 16. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Two things I want to emphasize from this scripture. Number one, preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is that life is offered unto you. Hallelujah. It is only that you look and live. What is the gospel? Verse 14 of John chapter 3. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. That is the gospel. What happened? Even some of the Son of Man be lifted up. What is he making reference to? Israel sinned and serpents are biting them. They were dying. And Moses cried to God and God gave him the solution. Make a serpent of brass, hang it on a pole. Anyone. That commit sin and that serpent bites you, because serpent must bite. If you can look for where that pole is, see the pole there. The pole looks like that. He said, just look at it. When you look at it, praise the Lord. When you look at it, you will see that serpent that bite you. You will see it hanging there. Once you can see it hanging there, you see it. Seeing it there is you acknowledging that that serpent has been judged. See him hanging there, powerless, lifeless. Once you see it, he say, you will not die. You will live. This God is a merciful God. Just meditate on it and see the mercy of God. Yes, you committed a sin. You broke the commandment. That is why, whatever it is you are suffering from today, you are suffering it. Let nobody justify himself. All have sinned. All. Including me. All of us. In fact, my own sin passed everyone when they hear himself. All of us. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died already. Died. Paid the price. That's what I was emphasizing here during our communion last Sunday. The mystery of that cross. Once you recognize that death sentence is over you, for the wages of sin is death. We deserve to die as a result of our sin. But as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, you hear me? As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Thank you very much. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. What happened in the wilderness is what Jesus Christ provided for the whole world, for you and for me. He was bruised. Can we read it? Isaiah 53. As you look at the cross, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Surely, as you look at the cross, he has borne our griefs. Any frustration you are suffering from, Jesus Christ carried it upon himself. And carried our sorrows. Any sorrow you have, Jesus collected it from you. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. You think it's God punishing him? It's not God punishing him. He was receiving it for our sake. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So the songwriter says, we have no need anymore to carry our burdens. He has carried our burdens already. He has already all. He has every sorrow you have. You don't need to carry it again. Leave it for him. Leave it for him. So he said, leave it there. Leave it there. He said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. He said, if you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. That is the meaning of prayer. If you catch this revelation, no believer will commit suicide because of problem. He didn't suffer that suffering in vain. That is the gospel. That is the gospel. If you will look. Some of you are looking at your pastor instead of looking at the cross. You are looking at the pastor instead of looking at the cross. You are looking for a prophet instead of looking at the cross. Solution did not come through any pastor. Solution did not come through any prophet. Solution came through the cross of Calvary. He shed his precious blood there. And God entered a covenant. And God keeps his covenants. When he shouted on the cross, it is finished. He was talking to me and the problems I am having. The day you catch that problem on its own will walk away. The power of the cross. That is the story. That is the good news. That is the good news. Listen, church. In Israel, there was the city of refuge. The city of refuge that was provided. If you kill anybody, you should be killed. And for any reason, according to the law, you kill, and the avenger of blood, the relation of the person you killed is coming after you. If you can run according to the law and enter that city, hey, he cannot touch you again. And you are to wait there, and you are to remain there until the death of the current high priest, according to that law. The current high priest, until he is dead. Praise the Lord. And our own high priest is the priesthood that never changes. It's an unending priesthood. It's not in the order of Aaron. The priesthood is in the order of who? Melchizedek. It is a priesthood that doesn't end. Therefore, when you hide under that city of refuge, you are secured forever. You are secured forever. That's why blessed assurance. That's our insurance. Jesus is mine. Hey. Oh, what a fountain of glory. Heir of salvation, purchased of blood, born of the Spirit, and washed in his blood. This is my story.
That's my testimony. That's my testimony.
This is my story.
Blessed assurance. That is my testimony.
Praise my Savior.
Oh, yes.
Father, dear Lord, That's why, so I'll cherish that old rock. You got this assurance.
Till I draw this at last, I lay down.
Oh, I will cling to that old rock. Hey,
and the change is okay for us.
Purchase of God Himself, and He purchased me with the price of the blood of the precious one. Hey! They say that foundational cause. I'm challenging somebody to wake up. Wake up. Wake up from your stupor. The authority we have is too much. The authority we have is too much. It's too much. Too much for any demon to come and mess us up. That's why I say my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If you know who you are, you will exercise it. Declare battle, war. And always remember that the weapon of our warfare, the almighty true God, is prayer. It's prayer. Our power is derived from what happened on the cross of Calvary. When he shouted, "It is finished," it was a universal declaration. When his blood touched the earth, read the story very well, there was earthquake. The earth responded when the blood of that Holy One touched the earth. People didn't know what was happening. For even God caused the earth for the sake of Adam. Therefore, this earth was sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, we must prosper. Here on this earth, we will prosper. Hallelujah. We must prosper. When you come to Christ, you have come to Mount Zion. And upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violent taketh it by force. Possess your possession with the authority he has given us. And that authority is the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. That blood can never lose its power. It's the price of redemption. It's the cost of redemption. I was redeemed by that precious blood. That is the gospel. He that believed this gospel I am preaching now and is baptized shall be saved. See where I'm going? He that believe, if you believe this gospel of the cross, for God so loved the world. He said, who will believe our report? Who will believe our report? And to whom is the loving arms of God revealed? To whom is he revealed? He himself, he asked, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do you think I am? Upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. He said, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Go and preach the gospel to all the world, to all creatures. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he added, and this sign shall follow them that believe. Them that believe. This sign is a sign. What sign? Sign of our authority. Sign of our sonship. Sign that we are redeemed of the Lord. Sign that we are an apple of God's eyes. Sign that we are God's elect. Sign that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Full of authority and power. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. In my name they will cast out devils. Today, every demon that is tormenting you shall be cast out in the name of Jesus. He said they will lay hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. Even now, today, if there is any believer here now, if there are two believers here, and one of those two believers is sick, if one of the believers lay hand on that person, he will be healed. But how many people believe it? If you believe this gospel and you are baptized, you shall be saved. Yes, now, I believe. You believe what? If you believe, then why are you running from prophet to prophet, from prayer house to prayer house, paying money, charging money for people to go to your compound to pray for you? It's evidence. You don't believe what happened. You don't believe the gospel. If you believe the gospel, what is the gospel? It is finished. It is finished. You are locked up in the prison. Every year, the government has what they call amnesty. Under the prerogative of mercy of the governor or the president, and you were condemned to life imprisonment. And then they send a letter to the prison governor, the prison controller, and then you come. If you hear your name, there's a letter from the governor office, you are free. Amen. Amen. Once that letter is out, that governor of that prison cannot hold you one day extra. If he holds you one day extra, he can lose his job. Because now, he imprisoned you unlawfully. If he held you there one day extra, is unlawful imprisonment and you can make claim. But here you see now, he read the letter, pack and go. You are sitting down. Pack and go where? Where I go go? Where I go go? Like this cell that they sleep for the past 20 years. You say, make I go, go where? Go where? Go where? Go where? But there are some, before they finish reading it, they don't open gate, they are outside. But you are sitting there and say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That is the position of so many Christians today. You see? What you are to do, just come. Your freedom has been given. Say, oh yeah, come and sign your acceptance of release. That is what water baptism is. Come and sign your acceptance. If you don't sign it, you will remain there. For we overcome the accuser of the brethren. Because none of us is clean. One thing, everyone, like all Nigerians, a policeman won't catch you. In fact, every Nigerian is a criminal. We are lawbreakers. Let anybody here tell me, say, I am not a criminal. Put up your hand and I will tell you your crime here, now. Anybody? Me, pastor, look at me. There is no law in Nigeria that I have broken. Or I am breaking now. Now, as I day here, so I'm not guilty of any breakage of any law. I will show you now. I will show you your own. That driving license you have, you will tell me the day you went for the test. You will tell me how you got your driving license. Oh, yeah, now. That document you have for your car, you will tell me how you got it. The duty where you pay for that vehicle, you tell me how you clear your goods, how you clearing agents. Yay. Oh yeah now. Hallelujah. What pastor? Amarachi, you were listening to me when I was talking to him about a month ago or so. He said he put away his wife because he had. Now here he hear. Not be saying he catch him up that the woman they sleep around with people. And he's a pastor. And he's a young boy, he's a pastor. And as he was talking, I told him, I say, Oga man of God, he's a prophet, sir. Oga man of God, go and stand before God. And beat your chest and say, since you married your wife, you didn't sleep with any woman, then you can let her go. And Pastor, no be so now. And Pastor, no be so. I said, listen now. But if since the day you married that woman, you have ever slept with any girl. Since the day you married her, you have ever slept with any girl. Pastor, that time I never started ministry. Pastor, that time I never slept. Since I started ministry, I never sleep with any woman. Okay. So now when you start ministry, now she become your wife, Abby. That's the problem we have. Pastor, thank you. Pastor, thank you. Thank you. I say, I drop this as judgment before you, the way you are treating that woman. Better go and collect back your wife. And that's no license for any woman to go and sleep, because the Bible permits him to put you away if he catches you with a man found guilty. Now you say, what of the man? That scripture not be only for man. If the woman catch you with another girl, with another woman, you are having an affair, it catches you in fornication, in adultery, she can put you away. Even if she goes before the judge and show evidence of your amorous relationship outside, the judge does not waste time with passing judgment. You have broken the vow. When you stand at the altar, I think you go talk your own, then she go talk her own. Abby? Not only she, they say, for better, for worse, in sickness, in there, I live through, I will not look up another woman again. I think you say, they talk the same thing to her. So if she break her own, you go say, go. Then if you break your own, then she go, they manage with you, they go, Abby. So that's the type of God we serve. Praise the Lord. But I'm saying something here. That life, freedom has been offered. Freedom has been offered. Just sign the acceptance. And that is what water baptism is all about. And once you enter that water and you come out, every sin you have ever committed till that day is remitted. That is justification. You stand justified. For all of us are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us was qualified. All of us have sinned. Every one of us were swimming in sin. It is that blood that justified us. It brought the mercy of God to wipe, and a prerogative of mercy. We enjoy it. That is why we tell the people, you have no right to go and cast out any devil. You have no right to go for any deliverance simply because you say you believe. No. He said, if you believe and you are baptized. And this baptism, there are two baptisms. Water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because water baptism is justification and the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the glorification. That is where you receive the eternal life. That is the power that makes you live a life pleasing before God. And we say this every time so that we can follow God systematically. Every Tuesday you come here, every minister that ever ministers here, he will tell you, if you come here for God to answer your prayer, it is because you believe. Now if you believe that your deliverance came through the cross, there is an ordinance he has put. That ordinance is the signature of acceptance. When you come, you enter that water and come out, it is then you can go for deliverance, because it is then that devil, the power he has over you, has been taken away as you come out of that water. For that power was taken away from the cross on Calvary. And if there's anybody here, you came today and you have not baptized, we are offering it to you now, even today and every Tuesday. Because we know people come here for prayers. You are believing God for one thing or the other, so that your prayers will go unhindered. We always make provision for water baptism. As soon as we close, a few minutes from now, we are going to the water to baptize those. And we know some people came here today for baptism. Every Tuesday, people hear us through our broadcast. People hear us through our pamphlets. You get to know the importance of water baptism to your faith. Your faith is not complete until your sins are remitted. You are not yet under the shadow of the wings of protection of God that He provided for us. He did it through the cross until you are baptized. You are not even a Christian yet when you have not washed your sins away. And you will remain a sinner because your sins are still on you. God's provided way for your sin to be remitted is through repentance and that water baptism. And remember that the prayer of a sinner is abomination before God, and God hearing no prayer of sinner. And the sin he's talking about here is not just going to fornicate, going to drink beer, going to drink amen. Not going to drink pawai, kankai, another drink, one shot just to clear body for the day. Now they take shot. Another drink, because the herbs where they there now for healing. You know, say no, you sick. Are you sick? The same thing where your own na shot. Some young people own na codeine and tramadol. I think codeine na for cough. Get one of my smart nephew where they live with me. I didn't know mumu like me. Every time they see a bottle of codeine, what happened? He said na cough. I didn't know. You know, say na codeine. Auntie, you go sit down, say they watch television. Go and sleep now. We try to smell. We no smell beer. We no smell cigarette itself. What is wrong with this boy? My wife said, this boy, if they take something, though. Now the same thing. For your body to charge. That one I die, they die. Self. No be charged with that one. You, your own, the same reason how you take that shot. You see, they have. They carry 1 gram, put for inside. Then they go see the bottle of kankan. They say, waiting. Now just shot. You know, just shot. Just. When I take them, then I am free. You're a drug addict. A drunkard. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said we should not be the drunken with wine, wherein there is excess, but we should be filled with the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, you charge yourself. When you charge yourself, to charge yourself is to pray. When you pray like this, everyone that prays, you know, when you pray, it's like electric charge. When you stand up, you never pray before you sweat. Prayer only, you are talking only, sweat comes over your body. Make any witch see you. When you go sit down, witch no fit sit down near you for bus. That's how to charge. No be kind. When you shake hand with anybody, if you put something to cut, it will return to him. That's why they call you witch. For your office, they call you witch. Anybody will call you witch. You don't try your tire. No fit get you. Charge yourself in prayer. We are not ordinary people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister, you never go one buy pepper. The woman, when they sell pepper, say, carry your trouble, they go. Carry, they go. You say, I want pepper. I don't sell. I say, go. If you stay here, if you start to fight, I say, go. You are tormented. He saw something around you. You see why I love the Christian faith. We are not ordinary people. I'm telling you, we are not ordinary people. Praise the Lord. We are not ordinary people. If God allowed them to hit you, He wants to fulfill a purpose. If you go match poison and your leg, you know, maybe God won't show you, say, in the answer prayer. You know, Sabi pray before. I go see whether you know go come for prayer. No? Some of us here will not Sabi pray unless problem come. Yeah, I try to pray. I know Sabi pray. Now lie, you never get problem, that's why. Teach me, Pastor. I don't know how to pray. Teach me how to pray. Not talk that thing. Ask God to teach you how to pray. When He wire you with problem, you go know how to pray. You go know how to pray. Praise the Lord. We don't see them now. We don't see them. When they see them, then they call this church, when they see them, we know that type of people. When they now get desperate, when the time for them to have a relationship with God, they will know how. Then they do psychedelic, especially these girls. When I meet some of them, when you begin to see them, they want to talk and mimic these people they watch on film. They begin to look one kind, they talk psychedelically. Watch which kind of church then they go. Now that kind of church where they for Oregu. Yes. They sabi speak grammar. They sabi talk about love. They sabi talk grammar. You see, this thing is the way you perceive it. You see, Christ is in the heart. You know, make sure you feel with love. Now, Igbo girls, they talk like Oyibo. This is then God will look you. I know when you will come to me. When did thing happen? Especially when Bila say, all your friends don't marry. Remaining only her. I make it come be say, he get one kind bowed mouthed brothers or sisters. Where if you call them, go throw away one for you like this. And then, before you know what, they jam something somewhere for dream or something. Hey, you not gonna marry you. At that time, they go ask, where will I go? Where will I go? Hallelujah. That's the time they remember God. The first thing they go, na mountain that they go. Go and see them. And they see them. You know, say, minister, you know, say, when they rub too many things for their lips, and then they go church, when no, they take them, you know, say, then they clean them before they enter. Then they forget, say, the patch is there for one side. So when they start, they see the patches, you know, clean and finish. You see them for here. Anything you tell them to do, they will do it. Oh, you said, tie your head for your child, I think they cover. And where they go? And that's why I like mountain of fire. If you meet mountain of fire minister, you see that kind of one. He will say, 7 days dry fasting. Now you remember to come. All the fasting, when you know fast for your life. Mountain of fire will make sure, it will ask you, how old are you? When you see mountain of fire, pastor, they ask you, how old are you? Hey! How old are you? 42. 42 days fasting. The guy will say, yes, man of God. Yes, man of God. 42 is small. Even if you say 100. Say after that solution will come. Why do you have to wait to that stage? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And there's a wrong baptism and there's a right baptism. Some churches baptize according to their own doctrine. There is a Catholic doctrine for baptism. That is Catholic doctrine. There is Anglican doctrine. There is deeper life doctrine. And there is the Trinitarian doctrine, all Trinitarian Pentecostal churches. And all Orthodox churches. They have the baptism that their church believe. That is their own. So that you become member of their church. But me, I am preaching for the one that will make you to be member of the body of Christ. And that one is in the Bible. And it is done in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It is not done by sprinkling of water. It is not done by infant baptism. Hallelujah. It is done by immersion. And it is done in a name. It is that same name Apostle Paul baptized. It is that same name Peter baptized. It is that same name Philip baptized. It is that same name Jesus said we should baptize. That name is the name of the Father. It's the name of the Son. It's the name of the Holy Ghost. It is a name that is above every name. It is a name for our redemption. It is the name of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. What is that name, church? Jesus, that name, Jesus. I didn't say that man, Jesus. I said that name Jesus. I didn't say that man Jesus. That name Jesus is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. It means Jehovah saves. It is the name of the Father. It is the name of the Father he gave the Son, because he is saving the whole world through his Son. And the Son told us the Holy Ghost is coming in his name. The name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The name of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is to enter the water in the name of the Lord Jesus. In words or in deed, whatever we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you enter that water and take upon that name of redemption, the name of God for redemption, every sin is remitted and you stand justified. If you do it any other way, your sins are still with you. According to the scripture. According to the scripture. I didn't say you should not baptize according to your church. I said that is to make you their member. Can't you see that if you receive baptism in one church, if you change to another church, they must still make you to baptize before you become member. That is to become their member. I don't know where they got that from, and I'm not accusing them. I'm not criticizing them. I am preaching the Bible. I'm only saying, if it is for salvation, no. If it is for salvation, no. Baptism is in one name. And that name is the Lord Jesus. And if there is anybody here who are listening to me from anywhere now, you have done any other baptism other than by immersion and in the name of the Lord Jesus, go and correct it. Meet your pastor to correct it for you. Tell your pastor, I have done it according to your church. Now I want to do it according to the Bible. And if he refuses to baptize you according to the Bible, then he's not leading you to Christ. He's only leading you to his church. And there is only one mediator between God and man. And it's not Bride Assembly Church. It's not Choosing Church. It's not Anglican Church. It's not Catholic Church. There's only one mediator, and it's not the Pope. It's not the Archbishop. It's not the Reverend Doctor. There's only one mediator. The Bible tells us. Who is that mediator? He said, the man Jesus. The man Jesus. He's the only mediator, for he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father except by me. And he's the one that paid the price for redemption and purchased us. When he hung on the cross, he shouted, it is finished. The matter is finished. He said, he that believeth in me, hallelujah, though you die, you will live again. For I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone that comes to me, you are coming to receive life. Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Only Jesus can give that rest.